Oh, gosh. Hi, McFaddy.
Oh, I am moved to song today.
In my song, you mean...
Baker is sick because he licked something in the fart of Texas. Oh, excuse me, fat of Texas.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 25th of October, 2021. In the COVID, not COVID, cold, what isn't the cold? Isn't the cold virus actually COVID? Anyway, in the cold year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatory Parton, I am your host, the one. The raspy, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I'm sick, he can't respect me and get
y'all,
my name correct.
Y'all,
V-A-D-E-R.
By the way, Vader is wearing a lovely blue shirt, so today he is raspity in blue.
The crickets were done. I had to... Anyway... Yeah, y'all, it's Big Fatty. Say hello to Big Fatty, everyone. Yes, everyone, I have the cold. Y'all, I was flying home from Texas on Thursday, and I was doing this.
Boy, are your arms tired. Oh,
basically. Y'all, I was doing this. Under my max. And I was like,
And of course, everyone on the aluminum tube of death is going,
Basically. Y'all, I wish that I could say I did something fun in Texas that would warrant me having the COVID, but I did not, and I do not. So, y'all, the first thing I did Saturday afternoon was when I was like, okay, I had a tiny little bit of fever, so I was like, ugh. So I went to the Walgreens, and they my nose, and they were like, no, Mr. Vader, you don't have the COVID. And I was like, I know, it's just a cold, but it's as annoying as having COVID. While maybe not as detrimental to my health. It is. It hasn't been a fun weekend. Well, that's true. Actually,
the old people kills lots of people every year.
Now you know I have had my flu shot. Have you?
Oh yes.
Ah yeah. The coal mine had the flu shots. Thanks to the Publix. That's the Von's East. But no gift cards this year. No gift cards.
No gift cards. However.
Yeah.
However, the pharmacist where I go to shop is hot.
Oh, that's Lorena gave me mine, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so, but y'all went to Texas this week, so we recorded last Sunday for the Monday's show, and on Tuesday morning, y'all, my coworker, we'll call her Lorena, we had these big plans, and she changed them on me after I'd booked the tickets. There was absolutely no reason for me to stay in Texas two nights. One night would have been fine, but also... We really didn't need to be on the 6 a.m. flight on Tuesday morning. We had more than ample time to... We could have taken the 11 a.m. flight, but we didn't. And, y'all, it's exhausting. And I know that's part of the reason I got sick. Went out to Texas. We had two coal mine things to do. And we did those on Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning. And, y'all, we went out to dinner with a coal miner out there. A former coal miner.
Was he fat?
No. Quite the opposite. And y'all, he's like, he said, you know, would you like to go out to dinner with my wife, Lorena, and I? And we said, well, you know, my coworker dressed in a muumuu, caftan, whatever, you know, flowy, wrinkly, dressy thing. I don't know what those are called. and flip flops.
I believe it's called sundress.
Uh huh.
And could ask Vera.
That's true. We could. They're about this. No, coworker's not that fat. But and then I had on like slacks and a polo. But like,
Were like, they the sans about slacks?
No, they were not. But I was like, well, this is, and obviously he's wearing like Prada. And so we were like, well, this is what you got. We don't have time to go change. So, you know, we don't want to go somewhere and make you uncomfortable with us poor people, you know. And he was like,
no. Was he the devil?
No. But he was actually fantastic. But he was like, there's a steakhouse, and y'all, that way you can have a Texas steak, and it's not that far from your hotel, which FYI, maybe it wasn't, but that Lyft ride took about 3 hours because we did go to the hotel and drop our stuff really quick. Y'all, it's just casual. Y'all, we went to this steakhouse.
And what was the name of it? Let's promote it.
I don't have my phone on me. I think it actually was closed. I think it was Bob's Steak and Chop. Sounds casual enough, right?
And what city was this in?
Dallas.
Oh, well, we could ask Joe in Dallas.
Who? And so
unsubscribed. We could ask Joe Zubia. Unsubscribed.
Y'all, let me describe this place like this. After I ditched my coworker later that night and went out for a drink on my own, my Uber driver said, "Oh, that's a real place." He was like, "I've seen it, but I just assume that's where the mafia meets."
Oh.
And I said, "You know, that's a good description of it, y'all. It was like the Godfather in there." My bill for two of us for dinner, because we split the check. Although I wasn't expecting that. We split the check.
I thought he was taking you to dinner.
So did we. We split the check. And for myself and my coworker, we had each had a steak. I had a ribeye. She had a filet. It came with a side. And we had a $50 bottle of wine, which was the cheapest thing on the menu. And it was a shitty bottle of wine. Well, it wasn't the cheapest, but it was still shitty. And we had an appetizer that was like bacon wrapped shrimp that had been injected with ranch butter.
Oh,
it was mind-blowingly good. All the food was the best food I've ever had in my life. Y'all, our bill was $280.
That's saying something.
Our bill was $280.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
And what a surprise it was when he didn't pick up the tab.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I mean, as I told the head coal miner, I said, look, the flip side to this is, he could have expected us to pick up the whole tab. So, at least we only had to pick up half the tab. But y'all, otherwise we did some other things. We saw a lot of stuff. Yeah, we went to Fort Worth. We saw all of that. I had never been to Fort Worth. And saw all
Was it worth it?
It was. It was lovely. Y'all, the men's
in Fort. Is there an actual fort there?
That's a good question. I don't know. I went to the cattle. What's it called? The Fort Worth
Cattleman's Club.
I swear I had lunch, but I went to the stockyards in Fort Worth, which is
is
a big thing there. Whatever, y'all. It was the men's and the tight jeans and the boots. I'm just gonna tell you, it's a good thing I was coming home because I was ready to move in.
It's a good thing that Mrs. Lauren is a married lady.
Correct. Although I don't think these were her sort because they were all eating beef, y'all. It was heavy on the buff there in the Tejas, but it was good. It was good. I did enter an outdoor because y'all, I'm not quite ready to go full on anti-COVID yet. So after my COVID, I dropped her off at the airport about 2:30 on Wednesday. My flight wasn't until 4:00 on Thursday, so I had some time on my own. So I went back to the hotel and took a nap, and then y'all, I went and entered myself in the Pride Sports Cornhole Tournament.
Of course.
Now, I don't know if you know this, Big Fatty.
There's not a cornhole board since it's Pride Sports.
Right, right.
It's what happens after the floral convention, right?
Basically. Y'all, okay. I don't know. And Big Fatty, you may not know this about me, but you know I'm not so shabby when it comes to cornhole.
I'm not going to touch that one.
But, y'all, we were competing. It was me and this, we'll call him Larry. Y'all,
well, that's good.
We were competing against Lorena and Barbara.
Ah.
Y'all, we didn't stand a chance.
Set yourself up for defeat.
We didn't stand a chance. It was a good time, though. Really good time and everything. So, yeah, that was my week. I, of course, came out of it with the death plague. But, you know, that's how these things go. Big Fatty, how was your week?
Well, you know, it's been... Let me just look back on the calendar here. You know, I went to the...
Glory.
I went to the dermatologist.
Oh, right, right. Now, you don't go to my dermatologist, do you?
I don't know.
I go to Northwoods Dermatology up by Trident Medical. Okay. Okay. So, okay. They're good, y'all. They're real good.
And I love my dermatologist. She's
As do I. Mine is, too.
And you love my dermatologist?
I know. I love my dermatologist. She's very fab. Yeah.
Hi. And, you know, then I had to go to the vampire.
Right, right. You know, see if the gravy in your veins was ready for Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, okay. And because, you know, coming up on the 2th of November, you know, I'm going to the doctor to have my welcome to Medicare exam. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, you and my father, you should compare notes. You had a very similar week.
It really was. By the way, as we're recording today, let me be the first to wish you a happy United Nations Day.
Thank you. No one ever remembers to wish me one of those.
Well, I know.
Now, did you get a cap or a crown this week? Because I believe my father got one of those as well.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nor did I get a new orange hat or anything like that.
Oh, well, we heard your dermatologist loved your current orange hat.
She loves the haircut, the flatness of my top.
Ooh.
Mm.
If I don't add that vomit sound effect soon, I don't really know. Yeah. Right. Any Nip reports or Young Nicholas reports this week?
I do have an update on Young Jonathan on tomorrow's little show, so you'll have to tune in for that.
Okay. So. Well, I won't.
There's a calamity involved.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, look. They happen to the best of us. They happen. Yeah. Speaking of calamities,
did you shat yourself?
I would not be surprised, y'all. I was drinking this hot tea. I told the story on a LFC probably about a year ago that my stomach was very upset, and I realized I'd been drinking the hot tea that was the probiotic hot tea.
Ah.
Well, y'all, I did it again, and I was like, oh, I do have lemon zinger, blah blah blah. Yeah, it's still the probiotic tea. So, you know, because that helps calm the throat a little bit, so I don't cough at night and wake myself up.
Right.
And the Mucinex does okay, but a little hot tea mixed in with it is great.
Well, hot tea never hurt anybody except
drinking too much probiotic hot tea.
Right.
Well, anyway, so y'all, I posted a photo of dinner at the Bob Steak and Chop and Motorcycle Emporium or whatever on Instagram. Y'all, I got a message from Nanny Elizabeth, haven't spoken to in years because she pissed me off. And then I got over it because life's too short. But y'all, I forgot she lives in Dallas.
Yeah, let's just stop for a second. Uh-huh. Let's just reiterate that. Y'all, like, it's too much work to be mad at people.
Oh, God. Like just because I don't want to be your BFF doesn't mean I can't hold any hostility towards you. Anyway.
Just be a good person, you know.
Nanny Elizabeth lives in Dallas. So she was like, we should have a drink. And I was like, girl, I'll have it in me. Like, I got a lot to do and you've got a job. But I'll be back. So, sure. But anyway, she's like, tell Big Fatty I said hello. Is he still alive? And I said, oh, he's still alive. So, but she and her husband, Larry, are coming out here in the spring to go to the Hilton Head and whatnot.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, well, you just let me know and...
Let me know in advance so I can book a vacation.
Right. I said, oh, are you flying into CHS? And she was like, we're driving. And I was like, I believe what I actually said was a little cricket and a little bit of that. The kitties are about to piss me off. And y'all, the pets, they know when you're not feeling well. But they are about to drive me absolutely crazy this weekend because I've been home most of the weekend.
Oh, that's because you're driving them crazy.
Right. Y'all.
Oh, Magoo, you done it again.
Big Fatty, I went. Have you ever been to the place? It's called Asian Grill. It's over on Yeamans Hall Road in Remount by the Piggly Wiggly. You don't eat the Chinese food. What am I talking about?
I do eat the Chinese food, and no, I haven't been to that.
Okay. Well, it's one of those hole-in-the-wall Chinese places that I found by accident. Y'all, it's probably the best takeout Chinese food in Charleston, number one.
Oh.
And it doesn't look fancy in that little, that
it's
area.
It's Yeamans Hall and where?
Remount. There's a Piggly Wiggly right there.
Okay.
You know where the Doshers used to be or might still be? Well, the next door over is a Piggly Wiggly, which I always forget exists.
Mm.
Anyway, there's a place there called
Shopping Center.
Uh-huh. Y'all. Okay. So I wasn't feeling great yesterday, so I Uber Eats some food from there. Oh. And you know, that's real dangerous. Because I was hungry, and I somehow ended up spending $35.
Oh!
Y'all. I have enough Chinese food to last an eternity. I didn't realize I was ordering quarts of soup. So I got two giant quarts of soup and then two giant dishes. It's at least 5 days worth of food.
You know, you can hand out some of that to the Halloweeners.
Now, have you gotten your Halloween candy yet?
I have.
Oh, are there any cheese straws in there?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame, but
I you're the only one that gets the cheese straw.
I'm not, you know, I don't hand out the candy unless I just restock yours for you while I bring you a new nugget from the nugget platter.
Oh, that's, I love a nugget platter.
Yeah, that's the only time I have anything to do with the Halloween candy, but mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all, the Publix had it buy one, get one. So I knew it was serious. That people are not buying the candy this year. So,
Yep.
So I said, well, so I bought some, but I'm still not going to hand out candy. So,
no. Did you get something that you like?
Of course. Kit Kats.
So you got the Reese's. Kit
Kats. No, they didn't have Reese's. I got Kit Kats.
Oh. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been
waiting. I got to let Big Fatty
you.
Do some talking because I'm
to
losing
play
my voice.
Dead. Or alive.
Okay, everyone, it's that game where Big Fatty tells me someone who was born on this day. I tell him why we'd know who they are and if they're dead or alive, and then usually get it wrong. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, speaking of ready, Helen Reddy.
Helen Reddy, she has gone on to glory. Y'all, you would know her because she was the inventor of the Reddy Whip.
The Reddy Whip. Mm-hmm,
the whipped cream alternative.
The aerosol whipped topping.
Yes.
And that is a dairy topping. You know, Cool Whip is a non-dairy.
Non-dairy,
Helen
correct.
Helen Reddy, she is indeed dead, but she was a singer. She sang, "I am woman, hear me roar." So,
ooh.
Bobby Knight?
Wasn't he one of the New Kids on the Block? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's alive, as far as I know.
Okay. Bobby Knight, he is indeed alive. And he was a longtime coach at Indiana University in the sports ball and coached the Olympic gold basketball team back in 1984. So how about that? All right.
Okay.
Marion Ross.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm going to go with Gone on to Glory. Dead.
Marion Ross from?
Well, she was the founder of the, Vera's favorite shopping place. It's the Ross Dress for Less.
Well, correct. And she is indeed alive.
Oh.
You missed that part.
Oh.
And she was the mother on Happy Days, Marion.
I can't get them all.
All right. Where is it? Oh, it's right here. It's... No. Oh, I'm looking at something. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Leo G. Carroll.
Leo G. Carroll. He is dead. He, as you may know, and I'm sure you do, he wrote the Alice in Wonderland books through the Looking Glass.
Leo J. Carroll is indeed dead.
Okay.
But in early television, he was Tapa, and he was also on The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which was one of my favorite shows as a
Y'all, I can't win today. It's the cold. It's got me a little foggy.
You want to try one more?
Well,
one more.
I suppose we have time for one more. Yes.
Richard Byrd.
Richard Byrd.
Uh-huh.
Dick Byrd.
Byrd.
Old Dick Byrd.
Good old Dick Byrd.
He is dead.
Uh-huh.
And I think so.
And we know him from?
Well, he was, well, there's no easy way to say this.
No, there's not.
He was an airplane test pilot,
mm-hmm.
that crashed, a United flight or a United plane, there in the middle of New York City. I'm just making this up as I go.
Right. Well, Dick Byrd, is indeed dead, and he was an aviator.
Ah,
But he was the first to reach both the North Pole and the South Pole, although the South Pole claim is disputed.
Ah, and I'm sure you did a thesis on that for your graduate,
well, you know,
your PhD.
We did a white paper.
Ah, okay. You wrote it in a blue book, even. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's good to see I haven't lost my touch, really, with the dead or alive.
And clearly the... the bubonic epizootic. Now, are you? What are the symptoms? In case other folks, you know, this is the time of year when folks can come down with the medical maladies. What are the symptoms you're experiencing?
Well, and I'm glad you asked, because you know we like to dedicate a little bit of time on our profitable show for public service announcement.
Well, it's the medical minute,
right? So basically, it is sneezing and coughing, and congestion. So yeah. That's basically it.
I had a friend that he had to go to the doctor because every time he sneezed, he had a sexual discharge.
Oh,
and the doctor says, "Well, this is very unusual." I don't know if the doctor asked you about that or not, but anyway, the doctor says, "Well, what are you?" What are you taking for it right now? He says, black pepper.
Excuse me. And y'all, I don't have a mute button.
I know.
Yeah, that was a fatty joke, if ever there was one.
No, that definitely was a dad joke. So all you dads out there, basically Daniel Bieber. Tell that one.
And speaking of
yes.
bad jokes, y'all, Extra Special Chris is coming to visit in December for 4 or 5 days. Yeah.
When's
so,
he going to be here?
December 16th through the 20th, I think.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be out of town?
Well, I may be, but I was hoping he'd come while I was in the Hawaiian, but he didn't. He clearly got the date wrong.
Right, right. Well, he was hoping he'd come while you were in the Hawaiians, too.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, y'all, but I do want to tell you, one of the things I've been doing while I've been recuperating here at the Vader Family Compound is I have a trial subscription to the HBO Max because I was watching some stuff on there, and there's not really enough to keep it. Yeah. But, y'all, I discovered the remake of the Nancy Drew. I think it's on the CW, but it's from 2019, and it's Nancy Drew as a young adult in her 20s. They're in Horseshoe Bay. Y'all, it's a soap opera. Soap opera. It is.
Now,
whew,
do the good. Hardy Boys make a guest appearance, or are they still in investigating the tower? You know,
they have not yet. The Bobbsey twins just made their first appearance. And
okay.
I think with that being said, we should do this. Oh my goodness, it's time to play this, that, or the other. It's
I know you can't imagine what the topic is.
I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right.
Okay.
Well, today's topic is going to be Nancy Drew. Big Fatty, oh. I know. I can only imagine growing up, you probably read all of the Nancy Drew
Didn't look at a one of them.
Me either. So, but that's okay because it's okay. I have learned that you would probably know a lot. Anyway,
I'm guessing that our Nancy Drew experts that we have on retainer for this show, Nessa and Mrs. Lauren.
Mm-hmm. They're going to ace this one.
We'll get 100% on this. 100%.
Yeah. So, what year did the Nancy Drew books debut? The series of books. Was it 1930, 1945, or 1962?
62.
It was 1930, y'all. It's been almost 100 years of Nancy Drew.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that surprised me, too.
And she's still just a young adult?
Yeah, basically, right. Let's see. Nancy Drew's motherly housekeeper. What's her name? Okay.
Hortensia.
Is it Bess? Is it Hannah? Or is it... Elise. Sorry, I just read something else. That's Hannah or Elise.
Based on it starting in 1932, I'm going to say Bess.
It's Hannah. Hannah.
Hannah.
Bess was one of her good friends.
Was she from Montana?
Probably. Okay. I don't know. Okay. So, finally,
this is a quick quiz.
Well, I think the music's already out, and I didn't really prepare that well. Now, this one is a... this is based on the... No, I'm being honest. It's based on the book, not the TV series. So, where is Nancy's hometown of River Heights located? Okay. Is it in Maine? Is it nowhere? Or is it in New Hampshire?
Well, you know, I think nowhere's thrown in there to trick us.
Oh.
And so I'm going to say the New Hampshire.
It's fictional. It doesn't exist anywhere, though.
Nowhere.
I will say it's in the TV series, it's Maine, but. And that's what it kind of sounds like in the books, from what I understand. But yeah,
no. Do they have a chowder? Do they have chowder up there?
Well, in the TV series, Nancy works in a seafood restaurant.
Well, right. You know, Kim Beaver. Works in a cannery.
Well, they just went to the cannery in the last episode that I watched, and I was like, "Oh, dear Lord!"
It smells like tuna, which for. Many of the Lesbeterians is also known as potpourri.
Correct. Which is very different from the poopery, which you have in your house.
I do have the poopery.
I'm aware.
I had Brussels sprouts for supper last night, and then I had one of the chopped solids for lunch today that has the kale in it. Let me just tell you, Toopfest. Oh!
That's what I have to say about that. By the way, y'all, the Garvitas says to tell everyone hello. So also recently, y'all, I've been busy. It was a busy week. But
where is the Garvitas? You know, he was a number one fan of the BFO.
Yeah, he's in Southern California. He's in Southern California.
Oh, really? Does there ever rain there? By the way, did you see how much rain they're getting? I'm sure. I'm sure the old gal is probably out in the yard finally getting the bath.
Ah, well, yeah, I know Extra Special Chris called me earlier on his way to Costco. Let me turn that down a little bit. On his way to Costco, defying a stay-at-home order because they were expecting 3 inches of rain today. So,
can I just say, what the hell is wrong with someone special Chris that he would go to Costco on Sunday?
In San Francisco. Yeah.
In San Francisco.
Well, he worked. He's a very busy lesbian.
I can't think of, you know, he really ought to be moving like someone else.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Who?
You know, like a shut-in.
Oh.